KXFM 107 on a Friday afternoon at the end of a long and busy week. As we roll into the weekend, we are very fortunate and happy that we get to speak to Laguna Beach Mayor Bob Whalen with us this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. Bob, thank you very much for calling in, Mr. Mayor.
Absolutely, Ed. Pleased to be here.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, it's been almost 1 week since the city beaches closed. Are you comfortable with how many bodies we're seeing on the beach, or are you comfortable so far with how this is going?
Yes, I am. We very much appreciate the cooperation we've been getting from our community and others. You know, I've been in touch with our marine safety officials and touch base with the city manager every morning. And, you know, there has been, I'm going to be honest, there's been some vandalism in some of the locations, people cutting the tape, and public works guys get out there and replace it each morning. But overall, yeah, we're pleased. You know, we're bracing for the weekend because, you know, you can see the weather out there. It's beautiful. But we're certainly looking for cooperation this weekend.
Now, have we increased staff at the city to handle what we're expecting?
Well, there is. I spoke with the city manager about that for the weekend. We are tomorrow. There's going to be some increased presence in particular Main Beach and Treasure Island Park, you know, with our marine safety and police officers and up at a couple of the key trailheads like Top of the World or the Alta Laguna entrance, which tends to attract large crowds. So, yeah, we're set for that.
Okay. And I'm wondering what kind of luck you're getting dealing with the county as far as closing county beaches. Have we made a request to have them close the county beaches along our coast?
Well, we did. And we got actually great cooperation and assistance from Supervisor Lisa Bartlett, who's our supervisor. Countywide, they have not closed the beaches, but they did agree to close the parking lots. So the parking lot at Aliso Creek Beach is closed. And they also agreed, and this was very important to us, to allow the city to close off the four stairways in South Laguna to the county beaches, because those stairways are just too narrow to go up and down. You cannot navigate them safely.
Right. There's no way you can be 6 feet apart from someone as you're crossing them on any one of those staircases.
Not possible.
Right.
So, you know, we appreciate the county's assistance on that. And I think that's going to be a big plus for our residents in South Laguna this weekend.
Excellent. Excellent. And I've been fielding calls all week long. We've been talking about here non-essential businesses in town. And earlier, about an hour ago, we spoke with Captain Rachel Johnson, and I asked her about the Sweetwater Car Wash that a lot of listeners have called in and noticed that it's open. And as of this morning, it even had a police vehicle out there getting washed. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, we've been in communication with the Sweetwater Car Wash. Had their attorney get a hold of our city attorney. They're in a gray area, honestly, Ed. The automotive service is, something that is under the order. In any event, what we ended up agreeing to, and I have not been down there to observe it personally myself, is a series of limitations and restrictions regarding social distancing. We had them take away some of the seating area. You know, they've got to limit the number of customers on site. They've got to social distance the customers. And we'll see how those restrictions work out. And if they, if they aren't affecting the social distancing, then we're going to have to look at it again.
Right. Now, in Los Angeles, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti, for non-compliant businesses, has been shutting services off, has been shutting water and electric, has been basically shutting their services down if they don't comply. Is that something that you'd consider?
I don't think we're going to have to take it to that level. I think if, you know, we're dealing with one location here that you've talked about,
right,
the compliance in the business community has been, you know, really remarkable in general. And we all know those businesses are suffering big time, and their employees. I mean, it's a complete, you know, shutdown for obviously our hotels, retail business locations, our restaurants. Fortunately, have been able to do some takeout. And I really urge, you know, people in Laguna to support the restaurants to the extent you can with takeout. But I don't think we're going to have to get to that level. I will say, and just on the question of utilities, you know, our water district, we had a meeting Tuesday, and just so people are aware, and I think this is very important in this time of, you know, kind of unprecedented time, your water will not be cut off. We've suspended penalties for late payments. If you really have an issue with respect to paying, get a hold of the water district, email in, or go online, and, you know, the water district will work with you on that. But we're not going to be cutting off utilities to people at this time.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. And what about the city council meetings? Are we able to do business?
We're able to do business. We are deliberately stripping the agendas down to essential items. We're not going to be taking on any, you know, big policy items that, you know, have a broad community concern, like, you know, an interest like downtown specific plan, downtown action plan, you know, major projects. But yeah, we're in fact, Tuesday, which is our next council meeting, we've set up, and a lot of public agencies are doing this, we've set up a Zoom system, so we'll conduct it that way, and members of the public will have an opportunity to phone in and speak on an item if they choose to do so. So, yeah, it's a different world, but we're functioning. Yeah.
All right. And are you personally, are you staying at home? Are you doing all the right things? Are you staying healthy?
I am. I'm staying home. This is my end of my second week being home, and other than walking out in the backyard or around the block, that's about all I'm doing, and I encourage everybody else to do the same. You know, I just saw a statistic, on a call this morning with some other mayors from Huntington Beach, Irvine, Newport Beach, and, you know, the way this disease spreads and the numbers just get, astronomical. Mm-hmm. There's, I think, 4,200, you know, confirmed cases now statewide, and, you know, if each of those spread at the rate that they currently are saying, to somewhere between two and three people, you know, and you infect two or three other people, the numbers get up into the millions very quickly. So it's really the time to stay at home as much as you can. Essential, you know, trip to the grocery store only, otherwise just avoid contact. So
agreed.
People, I think, are doing a great job of it here, and it's a smart thing to do.
Agreed, 100%. You and I spoke on Monday about grocery store clerks being front line, really. And what do you know? We asked about masks, and what do you know? That all three of the grocery stores are going to be installing plastic shielding in between the clerks and the customer. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's a great idea. In fact, my wife was down at Vons yesterday here in North Laguna. They've got the plexiglass shielding up, which I think is, you know, again, a great idea. I don't know if any of the grocery stores are going to start looking at, you know, home delivery. Maybe that's an alternative. But we got to have the grocery stores, obviously, to keep our, you know, keep our food supply. But yeah, that's a good move.
Agreed. Mayor Bob Whalen, I want to thank you so much for calling in, and we really appreciate you keeping us in tune and keeping the entire community involved in what's going on. Anything you want to say before we go?
No, just thank you to the radio station. You know, I think we've had a lot of good feedback, and we'll keep it up. You know, our city team through the Nixle Alerts is doing a great job, I think, of putting together, you know, almost daily updates, and you know, we all just got to keep communicating as best we can with the best information we have. So thank you for what you're doing there too, Ed.
Thank you very much, Mayor Whalen. Mayor Bob Whalen, City of Laguna Beach, KXFM, keeping you informed. Thank you, Mayor.
Take care.